Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Hey, we did more than mow the lawn this weekend. Come on now. It was a big part of Saturday. I'll be completely honest with you. I paid Gene next door to mow my lawn. I said, here, bud.
Did you?
Yeah, I give him beer money. He goes to the hookers.
Very nice.
I don't mow the lawn. I don't mow the lawn at all. But I did a lot this weekend.
Keith mowed the lawn.
Did he?
He did. He listened to tunes, and he was a happy camper on his tractor.
Take On Me by Aha. Did he sing it out loud?
Probably.
Every time I see that TV commercial, I think of Keith.
It's his favorite. It's his go-to karaoke song.
Exactly.
Which is ridiculous.
The only thing that's different is on the TV commercial, it's a big fat guy singing Take On Me.
Yep.
Keith would just be a big guy.
Yep, big dude.
Yeah, so there was lawn mowing, some stuff around the house. It was a big prom weekend. I didn't have anything to do with it, so I stayed as far away from it as I could.
All the pictures on social media.
Yeah, she was in on it.
Right? All the pictures I saw on social media, though, everyone looked gorgeous.
Yeah, it was
beautiful young couples going.
Shikellamy, Selous Grove, and Mifflinburg. Mm-hmm. They were the three proms this weekend. So prom season, I mean, we haven't had it, so it was cool just to see it.
It absolutely is, especially the rest of the month. All the other schools will follow suit.
There it is.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. What else? Oh, the Kentucky Derby was run this weekend, and if you're looking for some quality, as in essential quality,
nope.
Kind of didn't get it. No?
The Kentucky Derby, and off to a solid beginning here, and it will be Medina Spirit who comes out the best to take the early lead.
That dude with the white hair. His horses never lose.
He actually is now the winningest trainer in Derby history. So that made his 7th win as trainer and surpassed, obviously, all other trainers with horses in the Derby.
What is it with his look, though? He looks like that creepy guy that looks at your sister really strange. So you go over and you slap him, you know what I mean?
He has the white hair. He wears the cowboy boots. He has those blue glasses. It's his signature thing.
The blue glasses, yeah.
Yeah, it's his thing.
Well, I was just, I don't know. I was rooting for Hot Rod Charlie because I saw a thing on ESPN where they're just 5 college dudes that bought a horse.
So
now he's in the Kentucky Derby.
It's so funny. We lost a little money, right? Okay. Lost a little money. Weird. So it's not like 2 years ago when Justified ran and we were like, sweet, we're in the winnings. But I got very lucky.
Okay.
So typically I always pick 2 horses to win. And then I'll do what's called a trifecta for a few others. Yeah. And this year I chose 3, highly motivated Hot Rod Charlie and Essential Quality. I picked Essential Quality to win. I boxed it or did the trifecta. Mm-hmm. And then, interestingly enough, with Hot Rod Charlie, I literally just bet on him to show, meaning come in 3rd.
Yeah, and he did. Amazing.
So we bet 100. We came up, we have $86.
So that's not too bad.
Not too bad, so I'm letting it ride to the Preakness.
There it is, just roll it over.
Yep, rolling it on over. Mm-hmm. It's $100. That's my amount that I'm comfortable losing. I know it differs for lots of people.
Right.
Some people don't bet at all, but yeah.
Okay. Well, to those 5 guys who played college football together at Brown, started their own company, had a windfall and decided, what do we do with this extra money? I don't know. Let's buy a horse.
Let's buy a horse.
And they did it. It's in the Kentucky Derby and it finishes 3rd. Those are the stories those underdog stories we just love to hear. But if you listened, there was so much going on Saturday. If you listened to, the Kentucky Derby, or of course we watched the Kentucky Derby, just close your eyes and listen to the audio.
Will be Medina Spirit who comes out the best to take the
lead. Now listen to the thunder of the horses running, right? Listen to it. It pretty much sounded like all your neighbors running the lawn tractors at the same time. It was competitive.
I think that the lawn tractoring this weekend was a nod to the Derby.
It must have been.
And dare I say, I kind of want to have Pennsylvania's own version of the Derby. The first Saturday, but on lawn tractors, yes.
Yes, wearing big hats and drinking mint juleps. I think it would be a great idea. Let's put that in the notebook for next year.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Tom and Laura in the morning with a late night soundbite coming up from Jimmy Fallon. Something new from Doritos.
Oh, okay then.
Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Hey, Mother's Day is Sunday already. We got to remind people all week.
We should, actually. But here's the thing. Sometimes the simplest gestures are the best.
Agreed. Agreed.
Don't have to spend money. Mm-hmm. Maybe mom always does the cooking, the cleaning, the laundry, etc.
Yep.
I don't know. Sneaky style this week. Start doing it.
I called my mom on Friday and I said, how'd it go, mom? She says, what? I said, you got your second vaccine today. How did you know that? I said, you told me a couple weeks ago. I wrote it on the calendar. I'm just checking up on you. You got your second Pfizer. How you feeling? She starts crying.
I'm like,
what are you crying for? She said, you remembered I got my second vaccine. I was like, Mom, that's what kids are supposed to do. So you're right. Sometimes the simplest things are
the most impactful. That's so wonderful.
So I said, I'll give you a couple days and I'll call you back just to see. Well, why? I said, well, just in case you do get kicked by this, it doesn't kick in right away all the time. She's like, oh, okay. So, you know, your mom was there for you 24/7, even when you're an idiot growing up.
It's true.
You're there. So try to be nice to mom. Moms have so much on their minds.
And now, mom thoughts.
I love that first sip of drive-thru coffee. That burns every last ounce of hope in the world out of your tongue.
This has been Mom Thoughts.
Okay. News is next with Mark. We've got sports and AccuWeather.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
That's not SOS.
No, it's not, but it is Morse code. Check out this story. I read it over the weekend. I was blown away. An elderly couple burst out of an Alzheimer's wing of an assisted living home in Tennessee because the husband was a World War II veteran and he remembered Morse code. So he would lay in his bed and memorize the touchpad tones of the nurses checking in and out. Isn't that hilarious?
That is fantastic.
So they were found about 30 minutes after they left, and they're returned, and I'll bet you the codes were changed.
You know what, though? Doesn't matter how many times, I bet those eagle ears are going to be able to figure out the code.
I bet you they move his room farther away from
there
the door.
There it is. Oh, my goodness.
My grandfather used to bust out of the nursing home up in Wilkes-Barre all the time, and they'd find him like a mile down the road, walking down the sidewalk in his slippers, in his pajamas, in his robe. And when they would catch up to him, he would say, I got to deliver the mail, because he was a retired man. So they thought, oh, the poor guy. So when I go visit him, I'd say, Pop, you got to quit busting out of this place. And do you really think you have to deliver the mail? He's like, heck no. I was just going for a walk. So hats off to that guy who used his World War II skills.
Fantastic. I love this. I really, really love this story. The thing is at the end of the day, I understand that it could be dangerous. It's not funny. But at the same time, the fact that that is still in there.
Yes.
And he still remembers it. He still has those skills. Yeah. Unbelievable. How sweet.
Aww. Salute from Tom and Laura in the morning.
Absolutely. 94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
News is coming up next. Over the weekend, we said goodbye to Olympia Dukakis.
Oh, my goodness. We were just talking off air about Steel Magnolias and Moonstruck. And, I haven't seen those movies in forever. I'm going to have to go watch them now.
Steel Magnolias is one of my favorite movies. I know it's a chick flick, and you guys can call me and make fun of me.
No, no, no. That's a great movie. That's a great movie.
You're absolutely right. My daughter's getting married this summer, and I feel like I'm going to be like the dad standing by the hedgerow ready to shoot the birds out of the trees. But anyway, Olympia Dukakis, Cher this weekend called her the greatest artist ever. Why? Because she was filled with immense joy. That's how she was, even though she was sometimes the sarcastic, tough old lady in movies like Steel Magnolias. She starred with Cher in Moonstruck, Olympia Dukakis.
Do you love them, Loretta?
No.
Good. When you love them, they drive you crazy because they know they can. And this time I'm going to get married in a church and have a big reception.
And who's going to pay for that?
Pop.
I have no money.
You're rich as Roosevelt. You're just cheap, Cosmo.
I won't pay for nothing.
You know, it's your duty as my father to pay for the wedding.
I won't pay for nothing.
He didn't used to be cheap. He thinks if he holds on to his money, he will never die.
Well, I'm very honored. I want to thank the members of the Academy. I want to say yet again, thank you to Norman, to Patrick Palmer, and to John Patrick Shanley, to my family, my husband, who has been my companion through this, through my career, through my life, to my friends and colleagues in New York and at the whole theater. Thank you very much. Okay, Michael, let's go!
She was something.
She was something. Man, she'll be missed.
News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX. You've heard the news.
Striking news, everyone talking about.
Now, the good news with Laura Good.
All right, so towards the end of your pregnancy can be stressful enough, right? How about going into early labor on a flight to Hawaii?
No way!
It happened, but all is well. Take a listen.
Passengers to remain seated. Logistics remains to allow the passenger to seek medical assistance.
This lady just starts screaming, oh my God, we need help. Doctor, medical, like, oh my God. She's like freaking out. I'm like, she had a baby and it's little.
We're used to like these stressful situations, not like this.
In a controlled environment.
Yeah, where we have like equipment. He's stable. They don't have a name yet, but the nurses and doctors have nicknamed him Jet at the hospital.
Jet. There were passengers on the plane that were certified?
Yes, actually, there were three nurses, a physician's assistant, and a doctor who all happened to be on board.
Wow.
They all chipped in, and I'm happy to say that Jet, the baby boy, is A-OK. And of course, they landed him as he was taken to the hospital.
That's good news.
Mama and baby are absolutely OK.
Yay.
Up next, we're headed to a hospital in Missouri where, unfortunately, a little boy named Grayson is fighting leukemia. We've all heard of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He decided instead of a trip to Disney for himself, he wanted to use his wish to help other kids going through the same thing that he is.
He understands that this was a wish. It could be for him to ask for something. I think he also knows how important and how special it is to give back. We have asked him a million times, and he's always maintained that this is what he wanted to do and that he's proud of it and he is happy.
So what did he do?
He spent over 20 days in the hospital, and the thing that bugged him the most?
Yeah?
The sheets that they used on the beds.
Oh, my.
So he actually asked them to buy more comfortable bedding for the entire pediatric unit, and that's exactly what the Make-A-Wish Foundation did.
That's amazing good news.
And last but not least, two brothers named Aiden and Louie are walking across country right now. They actually recently left. They're trying to raise money for restaurant workers who've been hit hard by the pandemic.
Are you ready to walk across the country now?
We're really leaving right now. All right, say goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
They actually left New Jersey just this past Saturday.
Wow.
So 2 days ago, they're hoping to raise $30,000, or about $10 per mile, of the 3,147 miles between New Jersey and California. They left the boardwalk in Asbury Park and are hoping within the next couple of months to make it to Cali. But good news, they're already halfway to their fundraising goal.
Wow, that is good news. Wow.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
I can't even walk across the room. Those guys are amazing.
Listen, you better start getting your steps in, friend.
All right. I better start getting the steps in. Jimmy Fallon coming up with COVID vaccine for animals. Birthday buddies and more.
It's all coming up with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Paranormal day.
Stories about ghosts.
I see dead people.
Poltergeists. Apparitions.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
And things that go bump in the night.
It's not a ghost. What is it? What's happening to me?
Do you believe in ghosts,
yes.
Laura Good?
Yes.
Quick answer, yes, so do I.
Here's the reason. It's very logical.
Okay.
If you believe in an afterlife, that there is something inside of every human that lives on and either goes someplace else or maybe kind of exists, heaven, hell, etc. If you believe in all of that, you have to believe in ghosts, because I feel like spirits can get confused sometimes and they might get stuck. The whole unfinished business kind of explanation.
Yep. I was always intrigued by it. Then I started studying it. And then at another radio station where I worked,
Did you have an experience?
Those ghost chasers come in.
Oh, yeah.
Because we always saw. And they said, there are three ghosts in this building. And we were like, really? And they were like, yes. They said, one is a little girl who is constantly skipping up and down your hall, and she wants to play. We think that she used to live in a farmhouse by the mill down the road.
That would make sense. Okay,
So we're like, okay, that's fine. The one that freaked me out the most was we had an employee die on the job. And they described her perfectly.
No way.
Yes. They said there was a woman in the offices upstairs. She keeps walking around, and she has unfinished business. And the woman, God rest her soul, suffered a heart attack after talking to a client.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Who was upsetting her, obviously. So I was, like, totally blown away by this. I was like, what? And they said the third spirit is a jovial, a happy man who seems to think he belongs there and likes to play practical jokes. That was the former owner who had passed away years later.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, they were dead on.
Coming back to check up. Okay,
and
so.
And I was like, this is perfect.
So he's probably coming back to check up on the joint, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's when, 5 o'clock in the morning, when I was like one of the only two people in the building.
There it is.
I would like, the door would slam shut on me while I was in my office.
Yeah, a little joke.
And I would be like, stop. The light would go out. And I would be like, stop. And it would come back on, you know? And I would refer to this ghost as Bill, the former owner, a guy who lived in Northumberland. And sure enough, they named the ghost.
Wow.
They were like, the jovial guy, something like William, maybe William.
You're like, oh my goodness gracious.
Like, okay. And they said, in the employee upstairs, something with a C, maybe. And we were like, yeah. And they said, the little girl. And we said, well, we don't know about the little girl. That goes back hundreds of years.
All right. So,
is that cool or what? I mean,
I believe you. That's the thing. Like, yeah. So Chad Evans. You know him.
He was into
we
that.
Love him.
He was
super into
that.
It. So I actually had the opportunity to go on a ghost finding trip with Chad.
Okay.
This is several years ago now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we drive, we go. There's a whole group of us, a couple of radio station people, et cetera, from this is when Chad worked here, actually.
There you go.
Go down, old farmhouse, going through the motions with the white noise and the picture, like all the stuff, right?
All that stuff.
And I will admit, I was very skeptical.
Okay.
So they tell us nothing about the place that we are investigating, and they hand me a digital camera, and they're like, hey, you're going to look for orbs. I'm like, okay. I'm like, for like the flash to bounce off and reflect on something, like, whatever. So they're doing their thing, what have you, and I'm just like taking pictures randomly, right? I'm standing in the kitchen of this person's home. They have snacks laid out on the table. So I'm like taking pictures of the floor, table, this. So then they call a break and they're like, hey, let's review what you've taken. So we're going through, and all of a sudden by the kitchen island, there's all these orbs
on the
floor.
So
no reflective surfaces.
Right.
So it's of a beautiful, like ornamental, like
there
oriental rug.
Yeah.
The side of the kitchen island, which was wood, et cetera. And they're like, wow, you really got a bunch. The owner of the home is standing behind. And she goes, wait a second. Where were you standing when you took those photos? And I showed her. And she goes, no, show me where.
Okay.
And I said, okay. So I stand there and I'm like, I was standing here and I took four photos. And I showed her how I did it. And she goes, oh, okay, that makes sense why there's a presence there. And we're all like, why? And she said, well, unfortunately, that That's where my son passed away.
Oh, there it is.
And they had told us nothing of that. I still get goosebumps to this day.
Paranormal day is today. Everybody's got a story. Sometime when we have time, I'll tell you about the time we were in the basement of the Hotel Edison in downtown Sunbury.
No.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
I don't think I want to know that one, Tommy. 94KX.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Actress Olivia Dukakis died over the weekend, according to a Facebook post from her brother. Her long career included appearances in a number of major films, including Steel Magnolias and Mr. Holland's Opus. She is best known for her performance as Rose in Moonstruck, for which she won an Academy Award as Best Supporting Actress in 1987. Beyond the silver screen, Dukakis starred in more than 130 stage productions and 50 TV shows. She earned a Golden Globe nomination in 1992 for her role in Sinatra, a CBS miniseries based on the life of singer Frank Sinatra. She earned several Emmy nominations during her career as well, including for More Tales of the City in 1998 and Joan of Arc in 1999. Her prolific TV credits also include appearances on Law & Order, Bored to Death, and The Simpsons, among many other shows. Elon Musk is hosting Saturday Night Live on May 8th, and some of the show's cast members apparently aren't too happy about it. On Saturday, Musk tweeted to his nearly 53 million followers, asking for input on some ideas he had for the show. He wrote, quote, "Throwing out some skit ideas for SNL, what should I do?" And to that, cast member Chris Red responded, quote, "First, I'd call them sketches." Red is not the first SNL cast member to openly poke fun at the upcoming host. In posts that have since been deleted, both Bowen Yang and A.D. Bryant took swipes at Musk on their respective social media accounts. Despite that, all three are set to appear during the episode, even though they're not required to. And looking at the box office, the R-rated animated film Demon Slayer was number one with $6.4 million, narrowly beating out Mortal Kombat, which came in second with $6.2 million. Godzilla vs. Kong was third with $2.7 million. The horror movie Separation opened in fourth place with $1.8 million. And Raya and the Last Dragon rounds out the top five with $1.3
million. All right, Mike from a studio at home. Couldn't make it in today. He's taking care of family. News is coming up next. Also sports and AccuWeather. Maybe a quest for the castle.
You never know when that castle is going to pop up. A big thank you, of course, to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. We are in the home stretch, so to speak, for this quest for the castle.
Couple more weeks and then someone wins that Disney vacation. Stay with us next hour.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
94.1 WQKX. It's time to qualify for a trip for four to Disney World with the 94KX Quest for the Castle. Call 1-800-326-94KX right now. And if you're the correct caller for the day, automatically qualify with 94KX.
What correct caller of the day?
We are going to take caller number 9 right now on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck. A big congratulations to Karen Snyder from Winfield. She's our latest qualifier in Quest for the castle.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
What's this from? Come on now. Quick.
The show that's in Scranton.
Come on.
The Office.
Very good.
I almost said Parks and Recreation.
No. Is that it? Same, but different.
Yeah, same, but different.
People are rewatching old shows. I feel like this was a trend that started during the pandemic when we were at home watching a ton of streaming services, Netflix, etc.
Okay.
But did you know that rewatching old stuff is actually good for your soul?
You know, I could believe that because sometimes it makes you feel good. It lets you remember the old days, that kind of thing.
It does. It's almost stress relief. Because by watching something comforting, you don't have to think about what's coming up or you're not on the edge of your seat worried about what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
So by rewatching like Friends, The Office, Will and Grace, Seinfeld, even going way, way back like Bewitched, I Love Lucy, The Brady Bunch.
Oh, yeah.
By doing that, it kind of gives you an escape, a reprieve from everyday life.
All right. Give me 5 you would watch and I'll give you my 5 because I can't think that quick.
Okay, so are we focused? Let's just focus on TV
shows.
TV shows only. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Friends.
Ooh.
Sex and the City.
Oh.
Will and Grace.
Oh.
I love to rewatch Seinfeld.
Yes.
And last but not least, The Big Bang Theory.
All right, I got Friends and I got Seinfeld.
Okay.
But then I go back, I have MASH.
Oh, yeah, that's my mom's
even
favorite show.
Even though it's totally outdated and totally politically incorrect
Doesn't matter now,
still funny. I love Lucy,
mm-hmm.
and I got to say The Honeymooners for Jackie Gleason.
Really?
I love that show.
All right, you have one more.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. Oh, I don't know. Then I'd go for something, like, stupid. Like, you're talking about not using your mind, mm-hmm. right? Something like The Brady Bunch.
Yeah,
and you can
right.
just put it on and go, oh, here's where Marsha gets hit with the football.
Marsha.
Exactly.
The so husband's go-to is South Park, Bob's Burgers, and Family Guy. He loves adult cartoons. Archer. We have rewatched.
They don't go back that far for Keith.
No, they really don't. But we have rewatched like the first five seasons of Archer. I can't tell you how many times.
And Family Guy, what the heck?
It just gets weirder and weirder and weirder.
Yes. Yes. And yes. So there you go. Soothe your soul today, right?
Yeah, it can boost your mental health. Watch in moderation, obviously.
Yeah.
But sometimes revisiting an old show can make you feel good today.
There you go. One of these days, Alice. Bang, zoom to the moon. News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Beer fest.
Where's Homer when you need him? Homer Simpson.
Yeah, that Homer
the
voice.
The ultimate beer connoisseur.
Beer. You know what? Maybe I'll show up at Beer Fest this year with one of them big red, rubberized
Homer helmets.
Yeah.
And then you could like have the like a can on either side and be drinking beer through that kind of that helmet or like a head.
I was thinking of a Homer head. Is that what you call it? A big rubberized Homer
head.
Yeah,
sure. Why not?
And I'll just walk around and go.
Here's the thing, friends. Milton Beer Fest is happening. It's Saturday, June 12th, and tickets go on sale this Friday, which coincides with First Fridays in downtown Milton. They're doing all kinds of cool stuff. Our friend Vanessa is going to come in on Thursday. She'll call and chit chat about it. Our very first Thirsty Thursday of 2021.
I can't wait. And again, tickets on sale this Friday, so they go quick. So get them.
They do. Listen, limited availability because of COVID regulations this year. So I think 1,500, that's it. That's about half of what typically is available.
Yeah.
So
how do we get them?
Well, you can log on.
Ah.
MiltonPABeerFest.com.
Remember it and say it with me.
MiltonPABeerFest.com.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Yeah, don't ever get older. Don't ever grow up. I haven't yet. Sometimes Laura acts like I've grown up, but then she bags the whole idea.
I do. It depends on the day. Every once in a while, I act like a responsible adult, but then most of the time.
It depends on who you're with, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that?
That would be correct.
Still a kid at heart. Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens is this afternoon. And Sam Tyler, who already looks like a kid, but she's not. She's the kind of person that reminds people, hello, I'm 30 years old. And I was like, you should keep that to yourself.
Because
I remember the day when people used to say, hey, kid, get over here. And I'd be like,
and you're like, excuse me, what? What?
Or you're at the beer distributor and you're like 27 years old. They're asking you for an ID. I remember those days. So, Sammy, keep it under your hat there, girl, because someday you're going to wish for this time. Anyway, there's your lineup coming up. We'd like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day.
You know what? I feel like today on National Paranormal Day.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I just, Monday, I found this thing. It spells it out.
All right.
Maybe this day is not one of your favorites.
Okay.
But never forget that every day you wake up is an amazing one, and it's up to you to make it count. That smells Monday.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Right? Isn't
that's
that
very
neat?
Cool. All right. Have a good Monday, everybody.
Bye, guys.